Preface. The concept of personality traits is nothing new in a discussion. It is an old story in the books of psychological literature. Extroversion is widely discussed among all of them and is a type for most of the world population. Studies suggested almost 62% of the world population is extroverts. Thanks to them for making the world a better place, though. Many theories signify that extroversion or introversion is a key material in the making of a human personality. The word extroversion is widely interpreted as a personality trait of someone who feels recharged being around by people, whereas staying alone is the hardest thing for them to do. They feel lonely and anxious while spending time alone. This world and its society are largely designed for extroverts to work properly. Like our modern-day schools and workplaces are really efficient for them to work. But extroversion or introversion is based on a spectrum which keeps changing in different environments, and ambiverts are somewhat close to the middle. Extroverts hold a vibrant and different kind of mindset, and they are different from their daily life choices and tendencies, too. Extroversion is a hugely researched psychological formation, and tons of neuroscientific research and surveys are ongoing to unveil more out of them. Summary. Understanding the psychology of extroverts is an interesting job to accomplish. Extroversion is a personality trait according to human personality theories. The terms introversion-extroversion was brought into use in the 1920s by Carl Gustav Jung, a Swiss psychiatrist and psychoanalyst. He was popular for concentrating the foundation stone of analytical psychology. He demonstrated a long time back how being extrovert and introvert are two sides of the same coin of human personality traits. It is seen as a single continuum which turns up in various forms along with various human beings. Extroversion, or being extrovert, stands for an outgoing, friendly, and excited personality. In simple words, the person who gets really happy through social expansions and connections is an extrovert. Extroverts are always found full of life and joy, as their psychological structure asks for something new and more every second. Being with a lot of people, and meeting new people very often, is a real joy for people with extroversion. It is a very common personality trait to look upon. We can find out various differences in the personalities of introverts and extroverts, but mostly what we can notice from outside is their talking patterns. Extroverts are always excited with all that is happening around, and obviously, they would like to talk to you about a thing or anything. Introverts mostly keep them involved in listening and thinking about things of the outer world, where they may or may not be involved. Extroverts keep trying to improve their human interactions to meet and socialize with new people. It makes them more sociable than introvert kinds. There are arguments which suggest being introvert or extrovert varies upon a sliding scale, but it is a confirmed fact that extroversion is a core fact of people's personalities, and it is unarguably difficult to modify or change. Extroversion is neither good nor bad. It is a general personality trait found in regular human beings which make them more energetic, enthusiastic, and sometimes overwhelming, too. Whatever it is, extroverts are always the life of the party, and thus they are widely recognized in different sectors of society. Extroverts are happy and vibrant people, and somehow we should consider them as the keystone for making our society a bright one. Chapter 1. Who is that extrovert guy? Cambridge Dictionary suggests the meaning of extrovert as an energetic, happy person who enjoys being with other people. And this definitive meaning explains a lot of the matter. Who is an extrovert? That is not rocket science. You meet a lot of them very often in your life. You can mark an extrovert's personality traits by noticing their activities in real-life situations. Like when they meet you, they always look indefatigable, happy, and irrepressible to meet and explore a lot of other things outside their lives. They greet you with a broad smile. Extroverts prefer to get involved in a lot of things because they believe in more fun, which they have by being more friendly with new people. We can discuss the actual traits found in the study for the people with an extrovert personality. Craving to talk. An extrovert is always looking for a way to strike up a new conversation to keep the talk going. They can't endure silences for long. Their easily distracted mind feels uncomfortable while keeping a long silence.